What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. Who's Batman? Who's Batman? Oh my goodness. Who's the Batman? Can we put the comments on the screen, Shannon? Because I want to see if people can tell me who's the Batman. Do you know who the Batman? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not Bruce Wayne. Okay? It's not Bruce Wayne. I'm talking about in the real world, who's the real Batman? Anybody? Can you put it up there? Who's Batman? Come on now. I see people starting to already participate in here. Yep. Look at that. Already. SG, I don't know how you say SGOMEZ 513, first one to get it down there. Yes, Trump is Batman. Trump is the Batman. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. I love it. And of course, you have the Penguin, which could be either Jerry Nadler or Chuck Schumer, depending on what season it is or what movie we're looking at, right? Then you got the Riddler or the Joker, which is Gavin Newsom, depending on what movie it is that we're looking at. And then you have Poison Ivy, which is technically could be, you know, Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi or even Hillary Clinton, right? That's the bend. I mean, they fit all of the. And then you got the Kingpin, which is Fat Christie. You can't make it up. Who's the Batman? Oh, my goodness. This is so good. So let me share this with you before I get to some of this other stuff. But look, here's President Trump. And thank you so much for participating. Watch this. Can you bring it up for me, Shannon? Look at this. Where's that? Where is that? Here we go. Remember, President Trump, he was giving these helicopter rides. And this young man asked President Trump. Trump, are you Batman?
Mr. Trump.
Yes.
Are you Batman?
I am Batman. It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
How good was that? How good was that? I said, you know what? I have to go out there and find the clip where the young man asked President Trump, was he Batman? He goes, I'm Batman. And then I just happened to come across that one. It's not what I wear on top. It's what's underneath. And sure enough, President Trump is fighting for our country. He's fighting for our safety. He's closing down the borders. Completely successful. Zero illegals coming in the country. The Democrats are piping mad about it. How dare he bring safety and security to America? What is wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Well, listen to Abby. Listen to Abby talk about President Trump being Batman. You can't make it up, people.
Let's get right to what America's talking about. Donald Trump makes himself Batman, and the nation's capital is Gotham City. The president of the United States has declared himself crime fighter in chief, and he's taking over Washington's police force. It is a move that the D.C. mayor is calling unsettling and unprecedented.
Oh, really? So why is the D.C. mayor calling this unsettling? Why would she do that? I mean, because the crime has been happening under her watch and none of them been doing anything about it. And you know what? I was thinking about this earlier. This would have been a perfect opportunity, or even before now, it would have been a perfect opportunity for the Democrats to say, you know what? Even that we could stop the violence to where we can look good, to make it look like we actually care about the people. But they're not doing that. It's like they're refusing to do that. Like, it's a major problem for them to want to stop crime. And of course, I'm about to tell you, did you know stopping crime in D.C. is now considered racist? If you want to bring law and order, if you want people to be able to go to their vehicles and their vehicles still there, did you know that walking down the street, not getting mugged, not getting assaulted, not even getting raped in D.C. means that you are racist? Did you know that? I mean, I just learned this. Well, we already knew that everything for the Democrats, when they're losing any kind of conversation, any kind of battle, they resort to racism every single time. Every single time. Here's another one. So I showed you CNN calling them Batman. I want y'all to listen to what they say on Fox News.
Leave it to Democrats to be angry that the President of the United States of America is trying to fight crime.
Exactly.
They called it, they were mocking him last night on TV, calling him like Batman. And I'm like, Batman fights crime. Like, how is that an insult to the President of the United States of America when he's trying to fight crime? But Democrats are so deranged right now on Trump derangement syndrome. Anything Orange Man does is bad. And they keep getting these elected officials who are influencers. They don't know how to govern. They're not serious. And they run away from their jobs. So look at Texas. I'm glad we're seeing now. Democrats don't like to go to work, apparently, if you're elected.
So for everyone who's been watching me all this time, you've heard me constantly say that the Democrats love chaos. They love animosity. They love destruction. They love violence. Look at the Summer of Love. They loved it. All the crime, all the violence that was taking place, the Democrats loved it. And now President Trump comes out and says that we're going to fight crime. We're going to stop this crime in D.C. Enough is enough. Big balls got beat up. And then President Trump said, OK, you know what? Now we're going to really do something about this, because the D.C. police, they've been neutered. Their hands have been tied or handcuffed because of the Democrats that's running the city. Mayor Bowser, total Democrat, completely looked the other way. They're allowing the criminals to get away with everything possible under the sun. And of course, President Trump comes in wanting to bring the end to the violence, into the crime. And now it's racist. And now it's a problem that he's doing. Democrats are actually out there protesting against President Trump, calling him racist because he wants to eliminate crime. I'm completely at a loss. Can y'all help me out? Can y'all help me out? Why is that? And it's like the analogy I've been giving the last couple episodes here, that the Democrats are just like the demons from the pits of hell. This is the reason why I call them Democrats. You have angels, which angels, they're not for the chaos and animosity and all of this stupid stuff. But the demons want people fighting each other. The demons want violence. Demons want people to assault other people. They want that. The same thing the Democrats are asking for. Now, here Mayor Bowser and apparently the police chief. Can you say DEI? DEI. You bring in DEI, this is what you get. You get more crime. You get more stupidity when they bring in DEI every single time. Now, a news reporter is going to ask the police chief here, the chain of command. That's a really simple question. You being a police chief, you should automatically know what that means, the chain of command. But apparently, DEI didn't get taught that.
That's what the chain of command is now.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean? What do you mean, what does that mean? The chain of command. I mean, what? See, this is a prime example of DEI. This is why DEI does not work. What do you mean, the chain of command? I never heard of such a thing, the chain of command. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Listen.
That's what the chain of command is now.
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services through me.
To request services from her. Now, I can only imagine that when they find out, because you know what's going to happen. I haven't seen it happen. And y'all can tell me if you think I'm wrong. You can put in the comments, Will Johnson, you're wrong. You're wrong. This is what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. Pam Bondi is going to say, we need to do X, Y, Z. We need this to happen. We need this to happen. And she's going to push back. She's going to say no. Or she's going to ignore Pam Bondi as much as possible. She's going to be like, well, I didn't get your message. I've been tied up in meetings. Something's going to come about to prevent her from doing the job, to prevent President Trump, trying to prevent President Trump from bringing law and order, but they can't stop him. Look, Jeremy just showed videos with them patrolling the streets of DC, already showing it. And he made a point. It was a really good point, too, when he was showing the video footage of the military personnel patrolling the streets of DC, and they're not even armed. They're just walking around in the military gear. And there's enough of them to handle, right? And they might be armed. You just can't see. It might be concealed. But Jeremy made a really good point. You didn't hear any sirens. See, I've never been to DC and not hear sirens. I mean, it's constant. I mean, the sirens go so much, you don't even hear them anymore because it's just there, like the wind, you know. You hear the wind, but you don't pay attention to it anymore because it's just constantly there. It's the same thing with the sirens in DC. It's always some kind of criminal activity taking place. Some kind of criminal activity constantly taking place. And he was right. I was like, wow, look at that. There's no sirens. And it's weird not to hear sirens in DC. I'm just telling you, unless you're dead asleep. But even when you're asleep, there's sirens still going on. It's really interesting. Well, listen to this. And this was on Face the Nation. I don't know if you've seen this one, but this guy that he's talking to, the liberal guy here talking to him, and he's mad, angry, furious that President Trump is stopping violence. And of course, for the left, it's all about January the 6th. J6 is the worst day ever. January the 6th is the worst violence that DC has ever experienced. You know, the Fedsurrection. And I'm a little disappointed. I know that Cash Patel has fired some of the people. They relieved people of duty that was involved in the J6 whole finagle thing. But I wish they would release more information about the J6 and how the Fedsurrection took place and all of those that were involved. Do a hearing on it, right? I'll watch that hearing.
So let's put the National Guard aside.
I'm not going to put the National Guard aside because it's quite important. It's at the core of this. This is about Trump wanting to do a power grab. This is about Trump's obsession with the military. You think it's because Trump cares about crime in D.C.? Really? Because I remember Donald Trump on January the 6th, 2021, not giving
Medi,
a
Medi,
crap
oh,
about
come
crime
on.
In D.C.
Now sorry, Lennon, January 6th.
Sorry,
Lennon. Okay,
sorry,
Medi,
Lennon.
No, Medi, come on,
officers.
Come on, come on.
Let me finish my point.
Medi,
this is a short segment.
Oh, you gave I know you said that. 150 police officers got hurt.
Let me speak. Hold on. You gave Bill O'Reilly a lot of time. Let me give an answer. I'm here for much shorter time. Let me speak. On January 6th, 2021, you may want to move on for it. We all watched police officers in D.C. being attacked by a Trump-supporting mob, 150 injured, 600 people killed.
Medi, you're
going to
sit here. We know the statistics of January 6th. Medi, you're going to sit here. Medi, you're going to sit here. Medi, you're going to sit here and say if Trump cures cancer, then January 6th was terrible. Okay, the fact of the matter is you can't have an argument.
That's not what I said.
You can't have an argument about what's happening on the streets of D.C. without going back to January 6th.
Because it's about
you won't talk about actually the crime.
Donald Trump, Leland. But Leland's
no, it's
Donald
not.
Trump.
It's about
crime.
How to have people be
crime.
Safe.
And you know what this is? The radical lunatic liberals, they're always pushing this rhetoric saying that President Trump caused the insurrection. President Trump called for the violence on D.C. There's no video, no audio, no nothing, zero, not a zip of President Trump calling for any violence on January 6th. I was there that day. I was on the Capitol grounds that day, and I was documenting all of it. I was live that day, January 6th. I'll never forget it. And everything that these stupid liberals try to say about January 6th is completely false. They were singing hymns. They were praying in the name of Jesus. And that's what got the demons upset. And I can only imagine, and hopefully one day it will come out. I can only imagine Nancy Pelosi gave the order, okay, shoot tear gas. I don't like the singing of hymns. I don't like that they're praying because the demons know that prayers work. And we can't have that. We can't have that. You can get off the screen because I got so much I want to share. I want to show you something else. The Democrats, they know very well that they are losing. And I created the thumbnail for this, and I almost thought about it. I was like, man, you know, the Batman, the thumbnail would have been really good on this. But I think this is still just as good. See, Trump, he's winning over some Democrats. Some Democrats won't say anything out loud, right? They're not saying anything out loud, but behind closed doors, Joe Scarborough, I don't know if y'all seen that. Let me know in the chat if y'all haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to show it to you. With Joe Scarborough saying that he's talking to Democrats in private sessions where they're saying that they're happy with what President Trump is doing. So he's winning over Democrats when it comes to safety and security. A lot of Democrats are happy about the border situation right now because it's bringing more safety and security. So I was thinking about, I said, you know what? I'm going to get the picture, the image of them on their knees, and they're taking a knee to Trump. They're taking a knee to Trump. I mean, look, I saw this. I started laughing when I'm sitting there. I created this. I'm like, dude, this is so good. And I hope every single radical leftist lunatic liberal see this. I mean, I'm going to take my thumbnail and I'm going to put it on X. I'm going to put it everywhere I can because I want them to see it. And of course, Trump is not a king, but I put him in the king chair and all of them taking a knee. Oh my goodness. How good is this? How good is this?
You're just trying to trigger people. Oh,
of course. I'm triggering.
But you know what? One reason why we know that people are not saying things is because you look at the polls. I mean, you look at the approval polls for the Democrats and they are just literally bottoming out. But you look at the approval polls for Trump, even among Democrats, it is really high, higher than in history.
Yeah.
And you now have interviews where some Democrats are like, I think it was Cuomo on his own show, where he said, what have you gotten wrong? There's Democrats calling in going, you know what? I kind of like what Trump's doing. I kind of like my 401k. I like him getting rid of the illegals. How many times have we heard that? You know why? Because we are a nation of law and order. People like law and order, Democrats included.
Yep. And that's part of the reason why they're so upset with the gerrymandering, with them doing the redistricting in the state of Texas, because they're already losing a lot of support. So they got to do something else to fight it. Okay, here's the video I was telling you about with Joe Scarborough, where he's saying he's having conversations with people in the private and they like what Trump is doing.
As long as the president focuses and the FBI focuses and the National Guard focuses on safety and security and not being an ominous force in that city, but just providing support in a partnership role to the D.C. police, that'll be a great thing. If they step over that line, obviously that's something that, you know, we can do two things at once. And if they move into a more ominous role, that is something that we need to obviously, and everybody needs to bring up with real concerns. But I will just go back to the fact that, you know, the people that are cheering this on privately are not like right-wing Republicans, are not MAGA people. A lot of our friends are in the media and also Democrats that worked on Joe Biden's campaign, that worked on other campaigns, that are saying, yeah, I'd like to feel safe walking around this city. If the federal government can be a positive partner in keeping the streets safe, while again, forming a partnership with the D.C. police and not taking over, then at least the people I've spoken with that live in D.C. day in, day out, see this
as a positive thing. They see it as a positive thing. Left-leaning liberal Nazi Joe Scarborough is talking to liberals, Democrats, and they're saying they like what Trump is doing. And a lot of them won't come out publicly and say anything because they don't want people to know that they agree with Trump. Oh, my goodness, I can't do that. Because they know they probably done it themselves. When they find out that someone, you know, starts agreeing with President Trump just a little bit, they start attacking him. They start getting at him. Here's another liberal, total liberal, that he's going to say that what President Trump is doing is good. Right? Y'all listen to this. But he's going to say that this is going to end up hurting the Democrats. This is a perfect opportunity for Oakland, Chicago, LA, Detroit, St. Louis, New York. This is the perfect opportunity for all of these Democrats, Austin, Texas, the perfect opportunity for them to say, you know what? Let's go ahead and clean up the streets of our cities before President Trump sets foot in here. Because once President Trump cleans up D.C., the other states are going to scream, come here, come here. Remember Doge? Remember Doge? The federal government finding all the waste and fraud, and the rest of the states were saying, come here, come here. We want the same thing here at the local level. So the same thing's going to happen here.
Now that Donald Trump has officially taken over, at least for the near term, D.C.'s police department and deployed 800 National Guard troops to the city, Democrats have a decision to make. And I think there's a trap in here, politically speaking, for Democrats.
You see, there's a trap. There's a trap for the Democrats, politically speaking. See, President Trump, he's a master player at chess. And he's playing them. And they're falling right into it. Put it this way. President Trump cures cancer. They were protests against President Trump for curing cancer. President Trump cures world hunger. They were protests against President Trump for eliminating world hunger. President Trump stops violent crime activity. They were protests against President Trump for what? For ending violent crime activity. Which they're doing right now.
Decision to make. And I think there's a trap in here, politically speaking, for Democrats that they have to be really careful to avoid. So the natural inclination, I think, from Democrats is to resist this strongly, to say, rightly, that the data, the broad data that we have shows crime, violent crime, assaults, all sorts of crime in Washington is actually down.
And that's a lie. It's actually down. You hear him? It's actually down. They're lying about it. They're absolutely lying. If that was the case, then President Trump wouldn't do what he's doing right now. If he really wanted to, he could have gone to Chicago. If the crime was not happening in D.C. like they suggest, he wouldn't have deployed the military. He wouldn't have federalized the police department. But they are lying because they want people to believe that President Trump is being authoritarian. And I don't know if y'all paid attention to this, but they've removed the word dictator from their vocabulary and they're just saying authoritarian. They're all saying authoritarian. He's being authoritarian. Like, because the word dictator just, okay, they said it all throughout the campaign. They constantly say he's being a dictator, dictator, dictator. So now their new key go-to word is authoritarian. I don't know if y'all have noticed that. This is just something I paid attention to.
That there's not a crime spree. It's down from 2024 even, but certainly from 2023 and earlier. Okay. And to resist Trump more broadly, that this is a takeover of a local municipality, that this is how authoritarians work.
There it is. There it is. This is how so y'all help me out. You can get him off the screen. I'm tired of listening to him. Y'all help me out in the chat. Have you ever known for someone to be a dictator, authoritarian, to want to stop crime and violence? Y'all help me out. Give me some education. I've never heard of such a thing because typically authoritarian dictators, they're communists. And they use violence. They need violence. They need violent activity to push a certain agenda. Same thing the Democrats have been doing. So I've never known authoritarian to actually want to stop crime, to bring peace. I've never known that. So y'all help me out in the chat. Say, yeah, Will Johnson, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every authoritarian wants peace. Every single one wants peace. Have y'all heard of any? I mean, I've never heard of a single one. Mao Zedong? Nope. What about Hitler? Nope. What about Stalin? Nope. I mean, any of them? It has to be one, right? It has to be one. If President Trump is a dictator, being an authoritarian, he's doing a terrible job at it. He really is. Just like, you know, they constantly say President Trump is racist. If President Trump is racist, he's doing a terrible job at it. I mean, he really is. He needs to go hang out with some Democrats to show him how to be a true racist because he's not doing a good job at it. Well, of course, I have one from Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings talking about all of this too. And of course, I want to share his take on what's happening in D.C. because the Democrats, as I mentioned, they're fighting for criminal activity. This explains why they wanted to fight for these Trey de Agua MS-13 members, because they want the criminal element in America.
But there's an obvious difference between D.C. and any other city in America. You know, a few months ago, I was in Union Station and saw a body hit the floor at the bottom of the escalator in Union Station because there was a murder right in front of me up on the second floor. I was going to get a tie, and I heard the shots and saw the body hit the floor. So I've been listening all day long to people trying to make some argument that Washington, D.C. is a safe place. It's not a safe place. And we can argue about statistics and numbers. There's a police commander right now on suspension because there's some allegation that the statistics have been altered. But we can argue about that all day long. Nobody in their right mind who lives there or visits there on a regular basis would tell you that Washington, D.C. is safe, and everybody who goes there knows it.
Isn't there a song, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor? I mean, when he said that, let the bodies hit the floor. But he said that he was going to get a tie, and he saw a body hit the floor. There's been so much crime activity in D.C., and they all want to ignore it. They want to all act like it never even happened. And it's not even just Scott Jennings. There's been other Democrats come out here recently and say, yeah, there's been a lot of crime. One Democrat woman was saying that her co-worker, her vehicle was just stolen last week. I think I brought it up yesterday. Just stolen last week. She was mugged not too long ago. And this is happening. This is constantly happening. It's not just happening to politicians. It's happening to reporters. It's happening to everyday citizens. And the Mayor Bowser and the DEI police department in D.C. does nothing about it. And because they go, well, their kids, their children is 13, 14, 15. They're just minors. Get a belt to them then. Arrest them and spank that butt. Beat that butt. See, that's the problem. And I'll get, and you know what? It just so happened to be that these young thug criminals in D.C., what color are they? Put the chat up on the screen for me. I want
Beat
y'all to
It is a song.
Put the chat up on the screen for me. If y'all be brutally honest, these young thugs that are stealing vehicles, robbing people, assaulting people, what color are they? I want y'all to be brutally honest. What color are they? I'm gonna give you a hint. They're not white. They're not white. Thank you. They're black. They're black. And now all of a sudden, because these black thugs that's been robbing people, stealing cars, just assaulting people, black young thugs, because President Trump wants to stop the violence in the streets of D.C., now he's racist. As if this is the only way black people can make a living. How dare he prevent black people from making money in this city? How dare he? This is what they're saying. They're not saying that part out loud, but come on, what else would it be? There's no videos of white people mobbing people in D.C. There's not, unless it was Trans Tifa, but Trans Tifa only shows up when there's a pro-Trump event. That's the only time Trans Tifa show up. Or if there's a BLM movement, then Trans Tifa will show up, because if they're going to be violent in the streets, that's the only time Trans Tifa show up. And that's a whole bunch of liberal white boys. And there's black boys in that too. But by and large, through the city of D.C., these young thugs are black boys. Black individuals doing it. Black individuals. Let me share this with you. What's going on? Let me share this with you. This is the video of these liberals, these white liberals, out and about protesting for black people to continue to be violent and trying to have everyone believe that President Trump is the one that's being racist because he's wanting to bring it to an end. Watch.
DC is our home. You can't have it, Trump. DC is our home. You can't.
Y'all hear this? You know what that makes me think about? They're out there singing like they're slaves. Did y'all pick up on that? Or was it just me? Because Shannon, she was first playing this earlier. And I'm like, and she's like, where are they getting these songs from? And I said, it sounds like they're singing songs like they're slaves. And these are white liberals. Like they're in bondage. Like they're slaves. We're all, my goodness, we're all slaves. We're all slaves. Listen to them here. So they're calling them murderous federal police. Murderous federal police. Like all of this is because of the racism. This is because President Trump is wanting to stop black people from robbing other people. See, they won't come out and say that either, because we all know, if we're just going to pay attention and be real about it, they know it's just these black thugs out there mobbing people. They know it. So this is the reason why these white liberals out there calling it racist, because you're going to stop black people from mugging other people. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. I'm going to show you more. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. I really hope you are enjoying the program today, and I hope you enjoy LFA TV as a whole, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. However, if there was a way to slow down our aging and live a bit, little bit longer, would we do it? I think we would. You ever heard of Fatty 15, folks? Well, Fatty 15 is a brand new supplement that has C15 in it. You might ask, what's C15? Well, C15 is the first fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years that actually prolongs your life. Over 100 studies over many years were done on dolphins, because these two doctors were in charge of basically increasing the dolphin population. So they started introducing this fatty acid called C15. And what they found was something amazing. The dolphins were living longer and the dolphin pods were growing bigger. It was an amazing discovery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get C15 introduced into your life to slow down the aging process of your cells. And it's not only going to make you feel and look younger, but it's going to make your body think it is younger, which means you're going to start doing more things again. There's a thing called cellular fragility syndrome. And cellular fragility syndrome happens as we get older. This is going to reverse it, folks. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. That is fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. Get your discount today, folks, and start this new journey to help you live longer. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA today. Now, back to the program. Thank you very much.
I want y'all to listen to Simone. She used to be with the communist Bernie Sanders. And of course, she doesn't like it either that President Trump is trying to end the violent crime in D.C. Make it make sense. She's upset. Joe Scarborough's on here kind of pushing back on her. He even brings up the fact saying that you don't agree that more police officers means more safety and security. I want y'all to see how she responds to that question.
I can go chapter and verse if you'd like me to.
Yeah, I mean, well, Joe, I've lived in D.C. for the last 10 years. My husband runs a restaurant association, I think, as most people know, and he used to be the nightmare. So I think that some of, and I do think that you had David Drucker on earlier, and I think he hit the nail on the head, that it is perceived violence amplified by some actual real acts of violence. But the way I've heard D.C. being described this morning is like it's a city under siege, like it's a dangerous place, clutching your pearls. You got to keep your bag under your dress when you leave the house. And that's just not true. What we are talking about, though, is
no one said that. No one is saying, oh, my goodness, you got to clutch your purse. right? And she's referring to white women walking around and someone black coming around, which happens a lot because a lot of black thugs in DC are robbing white women. It's happening. But no one even saying that you got to walk around like that every single time. But you know what? People are walking around like that. She wants to ignore the truth of it. Listen to this.
It's a juvenile crime. That is what Jeanine Pirro came to the White House.
It's a juvenile crime. And again, she's going to make up all of, but she's going to put a whole laundry list out here of what we should do. We should address this and address that. But she's been there. She has a loud mouth. She's a black liberal woman, angry and loud. She could have been screaming about this all this time. She could have been saying, look, y'all need to fix this before Trump comes and mess everything up. But they don't want to fix it. They like the violence. Listen to her. Watch.
I was press briefing yesterday and zeroed in on. I was surprised I didn't hear Brian Schwab talk more about it. He mentioned the juvenile courts and the judges. But my concern is that the president is using instances of juvenile crime in the city of Washington, D.C. as a pretext for what I would describe as his authoritarian overreach. And because
there it is again, authoritarian overreach. What did I tell y'all earlier? They're not saying dictator. Him trying to be a dictator. Not saying that now. I guess they all got the same memo. Say authoritarian. Because it's authoritarian overreach is what he's doing now. And I'm really don't understand how is it that he's trying to be authoritarian by wanting to stop the violent crime activity that's happening in D.C. I really don't understand that. Y'all got to help me out. Help a brother out.
There is enough there for folks to say, oh, well, you know, maybe it's not all that bad what Donald Trump is doing, just like there are people that said the same about immigration until, you know, the Marines were rolling down the streets of their city and ICE was snatching up their neighbors neighborhoods that people have been there for years. There's just enough there for people to say, oh, well, maybe this isn't that bad, ignoring the fact that more police officers on the street are not going to fix the issue of juvenile crime. What about the policies? What about the laws? What about the judges? What about the policies of the Juvenile Assessment Center in Washington, D.C.? Where are the wraparound services? Jeanine Pirro talked about children getting let out, kids getting let out for arts and crafts. Okay, well, what are the real policies, the wraparound services to address what is happening with the juvenile justice system in Washington, D.C.? Is the National Guard and the military going to address that? I don't think so. So until we start talking about that, we are really adding to the fear mongering, in my opinion, and amping up the rhetoric when we should be tamping it down because Donald Trump has given us rhetoric and not the reality.
Really? So everything she just listed off, did it just happen overnight? Or is this something that's been going on for years? And this angry, liberal, black woman that is loud could have said something years ago, but she said nothing because she has no problem with young black thugs robbing people on the streets of D.C., L.A., Compton, New York, St. Louis, Chicago, Miami, Austin. She doesn't care. None of them care. And she's going to say, well, is the National Guard going to come in there and do something about these policies? It's not their job to do something about the policies, but it is your stinking job to do something, to say something. But she said nothing. She was with Bernie Sanders, of all people. Said nothing. Now, listen to this. Listen to Josh Scarborough. Ask her about more police officers being on the streets. And of course, for her, nope, it's not safe to have more police officers. Do you know why? Do y'all know why? Because she's black. How ignorant is that?
You don't think more police make streets safer?
Do you hear it in his voice? What, you don't think more police make streets safer? Like, you idiot. And of course, she's going to go right into it. Watch.
Rick, and not the reality.
Watch.
You don't think more police make streets safer?
No, Joe, I'm a black woman in America.
Oh, see, I'm a black woman in America. I'm a black man in America. I've been pulled over by police officers so many times. I should be writing a book about it. I've said it for years. And guess what? I'm still here because not all police officers are what she want people to believe that they are. Of course, she has some bad apples. We got woke cops, which is mind blowing to me. But she wants people to believe simply because she's a black woman in America that the police officers is like the Klan going to come to get her. How is it that she's able to sit on MSDNC and lie through her teeth like this?
I do not always think that more police make streets safer. When you walk down the streets of Georgetown, you don't see a police officer on every corner, but you don't feel unsafe. So what is it about talking about places like Southeast D.C., right? Ward 8, if you will, that people say, well, we need more officers to make us safe. I think we have to rethink what safety means in America.
Well, you know, there have been black city council members
in all of these cities. Black Democrats in all of these cities. And they never mention that. They never mention that. Every single city that has the most crime is ran by Democrats. That's not something that we're just making up. Now, there's one video, and I forget the guy's name. He's a total liberal. And he's talking about how President Trump is not addressing the crime that's happening in red states. To give an example, like in Texas, you're not addressing the crime that's happening in red states like Texas. Because if you go down to Dallas, you see a lot of crime. You go to Houston, you see a lot of crime. San Antonio, Austin, you see a lot of crime. And President Trump is not talking about all the crime in the red state of Texas. Failed to mention that all of these cities, in which I don't understand this, are controlled by Democrats. See, Democrats migrate to the big population areas. They migrate to those big population areas to try to convince people to vote a certain way. That's why they get a big chunk, right? They get a big chunk because they got stupid people in these cities to vote for them. I want to play another one for you. And this one is really good. This is with Tim Burchett. I like this young man. They're talking about all of the violence that's happening. And he's even talking about Cincinnati. And I want to show y'all something that took place. I don't know if it was yesterday or today in Cincinnati. Remember the young couple? I don't even know if it was a young couple, but it was the white people that got beat up, bloodied. The one white female, she did a video, her eye all bruised. Y'all remember that? Do you remember or have you forgotten already? I remember it. It was horrifying. I mean, they beat these white people to a pulp, right? And of course, the liberal media, they don't want to act. They don't even want to acknowledge it. Like it's never even happened. Let's get people to forget about this. Listen.
Look, let's be honest, in this country, all the race baiters on both sides, it's just like overseas in these wars and everything else. If we have peace, they are out of power. They are in business to stir it up, both sides, left and right. And that's on me. And that's on you all at CNN as well. Because, I mean, look what's happening in Cincinnati right now. These people got the heck kicked out of them, could have died right there. And now some folks are hollering at these folks that got beat up that it was their own fault. It's their business to stay in power. If we have peace, if we start listening to the Bible and going to church on Sunday and holding our brother's hands and talking to them about this stuff's over, but they don't want it over. They want to stay in power. And they continue preaching this hate on both sides.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know what? You know, actually, Tim Burchett, Congressman Tim Burchett, actually follows me on X. And I'm saying a lot of the stuff he's saying here. I've been saying it for everyone's been watching me. Y'all have heard me say that the Democrats, they love all this, this animosity, the racial division. They love it all. And without the chaos and animosity going on, they don't have nothing. Nothing. So for them, they're like, oh, yeah, we need chaos now. We need to bring the chaos. Nothing. If we have peace, safety, security, the Democrats, oh, my goodness, we don't have nothing to run on.
We gotta cut that stuff out, man. We got too many big fish to fry. And in this world, look at the Middle East, look at Ukraine, all that. If peace breaks out, Putin and Zelensky are out of power. Look what happened to Winston Churchill. Carried England. He saved the world, literally. And then right after, they kicked him out. It's just a game with these folks, and it's a moneymaker, and it keeps them in power. And it's a shame because the poor people get used and abused. And it's wrong.
And this is on the Communist News Network. He's saying this. I'm surprised they brought him on there. But, you know, they do this to try to do the gotcha game. Now, let me show you what the black leaders in Cincinnati are saying about the white people that got beat up. Now, for me, I would be saying this. Look, we've got to stop this. We don't want people to look at us as black people as violent criminals. So we need to teach our youth to have respect for everybody, regardless of their complexion. See, this is Will Johnson's thinking. And you know what they call me for saying that? You a coon, you a sellout. Because I don't want us looking ignorant. Now listen to what they say about the white couple that are the white people. I was just say couple. I don't know if they were a couple like together, but the white couple that was beat up. Listen.
Six individuals were charged with aggravated assault, which is a felony. The white guy incited or urged six other people to commit a felony.
The method by which this situation has been handled raises serious questions as to whether there's bias involved in the investigation. It also brings into question the possibility of a lack of integrity and whether there's something else to hide.
Let me help people out that didn't understand. They're blaming the white people for them being the victim. They're blaming the white people. They're literally blaming the white people. Like, you know, well, hey, black people, this is how we are. We're violent. We go out and we destroy stuff. We attack people. We sell drugs. We prostitute girls. And then we make rap songs about it. That's who we are. That's our culture. So if somebody white gets beat up, it's their fault. Something is wrong with our society. Something is truly wrong with our society when people are jumping on the side of violence, criminal activity, illegals, MS-13, Trey de Agua. They leave the country to go fight for these criminals. Oh, my goodness. Something is wrong with our society. Y'all know what I'm saying is true. I get on X every now and then, quite often, actually. And there's black people in there, and they post these stuff about white people all the time. There's this one guy, I'm not going to say his name, but he posts this stuff all about white people all the time. And I put something down and said, well, you know, well, how come you don't address what black people are doing? Because there's more videos of black people doing ignorant stuff. People will be people regardless of their color, but they want to focus on one group of people. So then I post a video and I said, look at these black people, how they're fighting, how they're ignorant, shooting, all this stuff going on. I said, can we bring awareness to say stop to this so people can stop stereotyping black people for being a certain way? And they get upset with me. They get upset with me. Because I don't want to see black people acting this way. I don't want to see anybody, white people, Asian people, none of them acting ignorant. I don't want to see any of it. But it's happening more in the black community. And it's because the Democrats figured out that if they can make fatherless homes, they can have them act out and be violent. And again, it comes all full circle. The Democrats love violence. The Democrats don't reject violence. The Democrats embrace violence. The Democrats use violence as a means to an end. As I mentioned multiple times, the summer of love. The summer of love, the Democrats were so happy with the summer of love, they can't stand themselves because they're like, oh my goodness, it worked. We did the summer of love. We did all this violence. We got people to go out there and react. We got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in that White House because the summer of love and the plandemic. The plandemic, that's an act of violence too because they killed people. They had people lose their jobs. That's an act of violence. It really is. Anyone disagree with me? So like you hear him say, let no crisis go to waste. And if there's not a crisis, it's not happening. They'll create one because they need it. Tim Burchett just said it right there. They need violence in the streets of America. And right now they're actually calling for violence in the streets of America. Let me show you this one here. They're actually calling for people to be violent in the streets of America so they can get what they want. Listen.
Not to fight each other. That's what they want us to do. The answer is to take to the streets.
You hear this? We need to take it to the streets. And look, I don't want to point out the obvious here, but it happened to be a white female liberal telling people to take it to the streets. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know why that's the case or why it's always like that, but it is what it is. It is what it is. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy Harrell here, LFA TV. I hope you're enjoying the show today. And I want to thank the host for allowing me to come in to talk to you about Arma Colostrum. Folks, when we were born as babies and we were breastfed, the lucky ones of us anyway, we got something called colostrum into our system. And what that is 400 plus bio-nutrients that really built our entire immune system. Now, on the outside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called skin. But on the inside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called the mucosa. And that mucosa is subject daily to pollutions and pesticides and chemicals in our food, in our water, and so much more. And it causes us to bloat. It causes us to feel horrible. It causes us to feel sluggish. And it actually slows down our body from, I mean, that kind of damage slows down our body from basically just releasing some of the things that we need in order to keep us healthy. So we have to introduce things like colostrum into our body to get our body healthy again and strong again, our gut health strong again, and Armor Colostrum is that something. TryArmra.com/LFATV will give you 15% off your entire order. That is TryArmra.com/LFATV. Not only does it strengthen your immune system and stop you from bloating, but it gets rid of heartburn, gets rid of indigestion, starts regrowing your hair thicker again, your nails, your cuticles, everything is healthy and growing fast. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Try it today, folks, and thank you very much.
Bill Maher. I've constantly said Bill Maher, Chris Cuomo, Stephen A. The light bulb comes on, but I expected to dim right back out because they go right back to the leftist radical thinking. Censorship in America is still happening. Bill Maher is upset with censorship. You remember Bill Maher? He took a trip. He had a conversation with President Trump. And the Democrats don't like the fact that he did that because Bill Maher saw a side of President Trump that they didn't want him to see. Listen to this. Talking about censorship.
You have a lot of bravado about what you think is the truth or not. But it's just so refreshing. Like, you were doing this before it was so dangerous.
Still dangerous.
And it is just way too dangerous now.
Yeah.
But you're still doing it.
It's slightly less dangerous than it was 2 years ago because we did have a vibe change. And because the Democrats lost so badly in 2024, the blush is off the rose on left-wing censorship and, oh, my God, you can't say that. Stop telling me what I can do, what I can say, what I can think, who my heroes are supposed to be. Just, you know, just get the off of me. Get back up off of me. That is a lot of just what viscerally is going on with me when I have issues with the left. Just get the off of me. First of all, I don't believe you. You're not better. You're a lot of posers. Not all of you, but just get the off of me.
This is Bill Maher talking about censorship. And he's calling out the left for wanting to silence him even. Which brings me to another point about all of this censorship and everything that's been taking place. What I don't understand is how come President Trump has yet to address the censorship. You remember when President Trump was in office the first time? And I saw this video just the other day, and I don't know why I didn't see it until just now, but when President Trump was in office the first time, President Trump did an executive order about the big tech censoring conservatives, just like he did the executive order here recently of the banking system, removing bank accounts because they're conservative. Pretty, I mean, that's so authoritarian, because you support somebody, they cancel your bank account. They cancel President Trump's bank account, right? So President Trump just did executive order about that. When President Trump was in office the first time, he did an executive order about the big tech censoring conservatives, censoring people, political speech, Twitter. He mentioned Twitter in there. That's how I knew it was his first term, because he mentioned Twitter. It wasn't recently. He did an executive order saying the big techs, if they do censor conservatives, they get caught censoring conservatives, that they will lose some, you know, they will lose their privileges. The Section 230 is going to make it where they'll be penalized, XYZ. Well, guess what? They doubled down on it, because remember, right before President Trump left his first term, the Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, what did they do? They all removed President Trump. This is after the executive order. He was still the sitting president of the United States of America. He was still the sitting president of the United States of America. They stole the 2020 election, but President Trump, he still walked away from the White House, and he was still the sitting president. And they still removed him after he did an executive order. So, like, they didn't care. They didn't care that he did one. So I wish President Trump would go ahead and address the censorship right now, because there's still people getting censored left and right on Meta, on YouTube. It is still happening. And they're just waiting for the perfect opportunity. And see, this is the reason why they're partially mad, too, because of the redistricting that's taking place, because they want them to be able to impeach President Trump. They want to be able to shut him down, to be able to stop him. And if they Democrats ever get in a position where they look like they're going to get rid of him, they're going to remove President Trump so no one can hear his voice. Or come 2028, when President Trump is on his way out the door, they're going to remove him from then. They're going to find some point to try to remove President Trump. You know what I'm saying is true. So I don't know what the deal is. I wish President Trump would address it right now. LFATV.us, LFATV.us, everybody. Go to LFATV.us. Support the network. This is one of the best ways you can support the network. And, of course, you can pick up the beautiful merch, get the 4547 T-shirt, get the Made America Great Again. It's a beautiful T-shirt. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jeremy had on the shirt and the hat. What a beautiful combination. Every time I wear that shirt out, someone says, I love that shirt. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Kevin Smith, Loud Majority, is coming up next right here on LFA TV. You don't have to do nothing. Just stay tuned in, and he's going to have the fire for you. God bless. See you tomorrow in the Culture Wars.